This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We have to get into, of course, the NBA games that are on the slate tonight. And I hope that in some ways, Shay, we can make you as passionate about these games as we did about the Bills at the end of last segment.
Well, probably not. Like, just to be honest, probably not right. Going to be as interested in a January 21st NBA game between the Bulls and the Bucks.
You're not
going to
be passionate about Clippers Sixers in January.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. I mean, I can be, but like, probably not as passionate as like an NFL divisional round game between the Bills and the Chiefs. Like, just this electric game. Probably not going to get to the same level for Grizzlies Nuggets on a January Friday night. But we do have 11 games on the NBA slate. It would be irresponsible not to give our angles on some of them. So we have three here. The Bulls head to Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks. Bucks minus 8.5, minus 375 on the money line. The total in this one, 227.5. Nick, we'll start with you. Obviously, Lonzo Ball having surgery. How will this impact the Bulls tonight? How will it impact the Bulls down the road?
This is a big loss for Chicago. I understand Lonzo Ball's not putting up, you know, massive numbers like 13 points a game, but five. He's a guy that goes and does a lot of things, but isn't necessarily getting the same type of production that LaMelo is putting right now in Chicago. But this is not going to look like the same team with Zach LaVine already now missing probably his fourth straight game. He's not going to be part of the three-game road trip for Chicago. They're undermanned against this Bucks team, and the Milwaukee is just right now more talented. Like, I know this isn't deep analysis, but when you are missing the names that the Bulls are missing and you're going into a game against the Bucks without Lonzo Ball, without Zach LaVine, I just have no confidence in Chicago right now in this game. So I'd take the Bucks minus 8.5.
I'm on the Bucks too, just because since Drew Holiday has gotten back, I think they are a much better team. Obviously, that's not a hot take. But I think they do cover this number because for a while, the Bucks were not great at covering numbers. And I think a lot of it was because they were really banked up. And Drew Holiday is a big part of that lineup, both defensively and offensively. So I will take the healthier team in this one. It's a big number, but I think the Bucks do cover this number at 8.5.
Obviously, like, the thing for me is the market is as aware as we are that Lonzo is having surgery and that LaVine is out. So the 8.5 has that information already in it. But it does kind of feel like it should be higher, doesn't it? Like, am I wrong to think that this should be more like 10?
I think it opened higher. I think it was 10.5.
Did it open at 10.5? It's already down 2 points from open? Oh, Lord. I mean, then I'm probably going to buy in on the Bucks because I don't understand where that could possibly be moving with the information that we've had come out about the Bulls roster, especially with Lonzo having surgery. You have to figure, like, defensively, even, it's a huge blow. It's a lot more responsibility for DeMar DeRozan. He's been excellent. Honestly, I haven't paid a ton of attention to either of these teams. Like I said yesterday, I've been mostly focused on college basketball this season, less on the NBA side of things. But 8.5 to me, I do feel like this should be a larger number. And maybe you look at an over because Lonzo, the Bulls missing some of their better defensive rotation. The Clippers and the 76ers, obviously Joel Embiid has the 76ers on a ridiculous run right now with what he's done the past couple of weeks, putting himself in the MVP conversation. And the Sixers laying 7.5 here, minus 350 on the money line, total 212.5, Chelsea.
Oh, I feel very square looking at both the favorites in this one or in the two games that we've talked about, but how do you not ride the Sixers here? Joel Embiid obviously coming off that huge game, and it's a Clippers team that kind of like the Bulls has been really banked up. Not a whole lot of scoring coming from a roster that doesn't have Kawhi, doesn't have Paul George. So I'll take the better team at home here. The Sixers winners of three of their last four, and seven of their last night, going 6-3 against the spread during that stretch. So give me the Sixers at home, minus 7.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on riding the hot team here. And really, a lot of it has to do with Joel Embiid. This is somebody, if you haven't jumped on Joel Embiid to win MVP, you better do it now because those odds are going to continue to be less favorable as the season goes on. They've already dropped a lot from 20 to 1 to 12 to 1 in a lot of places just this week alone, even before he had that 50-point game. So people are starting to take notice. And here's the key about MVP. You usually have a guy that's mentioned but falls short for like a couple of seasons and then ends up winning. This is the year for Joel Embiid to win MVP, carrying the Sixers team by himself. You talk about what they've done over the recent stretch. Yeah, see, now Embiid's down to 8-1. So it continues to drop. He was 20-1 at the beginning of the week. That's how much these odds have changed just over 1 week. And the 50-point game makes it even more. But the Sixers are a better team. The Clippers, are without Kawhi Leonard and without Paul George, which we've seen for a while, Marcus Morris is the guy that they count on to be their leading scorer night in and night out. Now, he's nice, right? But he's not somebody that you hope is going to carry your team to a win every single game. I'd actually take the under in this as well, but I do like the Sixers to cover to 7.5.
Yeah, and one more thing before we move on. Like, who's stopping Embiid in this one? Like, Zubats? Yeah. He just gave up 49 points to Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah?
Maybe Marcus Morris will go fight him. That's it.
The Clippers' only hope here is, like, that Embiid just has a variance night where just he can't make anything. And it's by no fault of, like, the defense or anything else. It's just an off night. And I don't really think that that happens because Embiid very rarely has off nights when he's at full health. The Clippers without Kawhi and Paul George just aren't very good, fighting to make the playoffs right now. Paul George is getting booed on the big screen at SoFi when he's just trying to enjoy the Rams game.
Aww.
Like, the Clippers, I think, are in a fairly bad spot, going on the road cross-country to Philadelphia to take on a ridiculously hot team. By the way, might finally be trading Ben Simmons and might finally be kind of getting back in really the right direction with Joel Embiid going crazy. It just feels like a terrible spot. I would take the Sixers here as well. The Grizzlies head to Denver to take on the Nuggets, and we will stick with Memphis in just a few minutes. But before we get to the Memphis Tigers, we got to do the Memphis Grizzlies. Plus 140 on the money line. Nuggets -3.5 in the game. Total 220.5. Chelsea.
The Nuggets are on the no bet list for me. I hate betting on the Nuggets. Every single time I think they're in a good spot, they wilt down the stretch. And then I was like, you know what? They're a good first half team. Let's take them in the first half. Didn't cover that number either. So it's hard for me to bet on the Nuggets with a clear mind because I hate them so much. So I'm probably not playing this one. I would lean towards the Grizzlies in the points just because it's a hot team. I think they can keep it close in this one. But still, I don't have a good read on the Nuggets, so probably a stay away from me.
The Grizzlies losing felt like a rare thing the other night. They've won 12 of their last 14. They're 11-3 against the spread during that stretch. They also have the best road against the spread record in the NBA at 15-6 there. I love the Grizzlies at plus 140. Not even +3.5. Just give me the Grizzlies on the money line in this game. That was a blip on the radar for one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Ja Morant has been making a case for MVP. This is still the second game of a four-game road trip for the Grizzlies, too. So you look at it and say it's not the tail end. It's more of the beginning of it for them. So they're not as road weary, if you will. I love the Grizzlies in this game over the Nuggets.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only way I would bet this as well. And the Nuggets, it feels like, are a little bit similar to Philly in that they have a big man who's an MVP caliber player on just an insane run. But a little different from Philly because the Nuggets just haven't had the same impact on the team as the Sixers have during Embiid's run. It feels like when Jokic does like these incredible things, the Nuggets still find way to lose games because the rest of their roster is so bad without Jamal Murray. They're missing some pieces. So the Grizzlies are the only way I would bet this one. One team on the back end of a back-to-back, always important to look at when you're betting the NBA. The Warriors played yesterday, lost to the Pacers in overtime, and they will host the Houston Rockets tonight, -10.5 on the point spread. One thing I would look at, since Draymond Green has been out, this incredible defensive team, the Warriors, have had games scream over and haven't been able to cover a spread. I really think people aren't looking at Draymond Green's injury close enough when they're betting on the Warriors.
And yeah, has nothing to do with the fact that he went to Michigan State, right, Shay?
I mean, Chelsea, he's literally been like one of the three best defensive players in the league for like a decade, I think. So, no, I'm a fan of Draymond, but he's incredibly important to their team, and nobody's talked about it in the handicaps. I think it's not coincidence that the overs are hitting and they can't cover without him.
No, I agree. I was just busting your chops.
The Warriors have become my stay-away team, Chelsea. like you said, with the Nuggets, because nothing makes sense with anything in any of their games right now. They don't look like the team we saw before. All the trends have been thrown out the window with Klay Thompson back. Like you said, they keep hitting the over now when they were a team that you were almost guaranteed to hit the under with every single game. Nothing makes sense with the Warriors. So I pretty much just say I'm staying away from that because who knows what's going to happen. If they could lose to the Pacers, who had a guy named, what, Kiefer Skiles or Styles, Harry Styles. I don't know who the hell this guy was last night that was the hero for the Pacers. That's what we're dealing with the Warriors right now.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.